It's Darvishman. Listen. Listen. We don't have pastorettes in this church. We're sort of old-fashioned that way. But a faithful missionary wife has something to say.
Amen.
So listen to
Amen. Amen.
Well, I did tell him I didn't want to talk, but as I was sitting there, I just really felt like the Lord gave me this to say.
Amen.
I was talking to Debbie, and she said, well, just say your favorite verse or whatever. There's so many verses in the Bible that I like. The one that I guess that really jumps out at me, I'm gonna tell you a little story why I even said this. Well, I'm even going to say this, but just because you may not be a missionary doesn't mean that you don't not spread the word while you're here in the States. There was this man when it was whenever David and his dad were going to some Bible study in Mexico, and they were going along through the villages. Our ministry is in the villages; it's not in the city.
Amen.
And anyway, they were going along and they saw this old man working on the side of the road, and something just told Dave to stop and talk to him. So he talked to Juan Medina, and Juan Medina got saved.
Amen.
And he said, I want you to come to my house as soon as you can and talk to my family. Amen. And so they set up a date and everything. And sure enough, whenever David went over there, he had all of his kids there. And David was able to witness to them and everything. And you know what? David had, he was on a mission to go to a Bible study. But God told him, I want you to stop and talk to this man.
Yeah.
And he listened. 6 months later, Juan Medina died. And we know that he went to heaven.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And I guess what I'm saying is if you're going along or whatever you're doing and you're in a rush or whatever, and you may have a problem with your car or just whatever, just don't get upset. Just think, okay, who does God want me to talk to? Who do I need to talk to about the Lord? You may be the only person that would be the one to tell them, and you don't want their blood on your hands. Okay, what I was going to say is one time, well, just this last summer, my granddaughter and I were at Walmart that's down the street from our church. And that was when it was really bad weather, thundering and lightning and everything. And we were about to go down an aisle, and there was a man standing there looking for something. And the lights kind of flickered. And he said, well, this is a good place to be if this is the end of the world. And I walked past him, then I turned around and I said, were you talking to me? And he said, yes. And I said, oh, because you know how they have those little ear things in their ears and they're talking to people on their phone? And I didn't want to look stupid. So that's why I said, are you talking to me? Well, when he said yes, I went back to him. I said, you know what? If this was the end of the world, do you know where you would spend eternity? And he said no. And I began speaking with him, and I told him about our church that was up the street. And he said, well, I don't live here. And I, like Brother Lindell, he quoted John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I told that man, I said, you know, God sent me to tell you this. And I said, basically, just, I mean, I know he was busy doing other things, but I spoke a little bit more to him, but I just knew that God was tugging on my heart to let that man know that. And you know what? The word of the Lord is not going to return void.
Amen.
And I just felt like John 3:16 was a really strong verse to give him, to leave him with. And basically, that's what I wanted to tell y'all. And in Mexico, I just take care of my husband. We're solo now. Our kids are gone, have been gone. And so we go together to the ranchos and stuff. And the Mexican men, a lot of them in the ranchos, they may be a little macho. So I just stay in the truck because we run across shepherds and all kinds, you know, men like that. I just stay in the truck and pray for
Amen.
The conviction of the Holy Spirit Amen. For these men. And I just want to encourage y'all, if y'all ever have a problem or whatever, don't get mad. Just look around for the opportunity Amen. that God is giving you.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for speaking.